Hey there. Because you're listening to this podcast, we at Blue Wire want you to know this. One, we freaking love you. And two, we want to learn more about you. Help us make more content you'll love by filling out a survey you can find in the description of this podcast. You'll help us out a ton, and you'll have a chance to win a Blue Wire t-shirt, hoodie, or a pair of AirPods. We appreciate you, hope you're staying safe, and want you to enjoy this podcast.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Monday, which means it's time for First and 10 with your host, Vinny Bonsignor.
What up, Raider fans? Welcome to Vegas Nation First and 10, your Monday go-to for all your Raider news and inside and analysis. Some of you already know who I am, but for the newcomers, I'm Vinny Bonsignor. I'm the Raiders beat writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I'm beyond excited to get this show kicked off. This is the first one, the inaugural one, Vegas Nation First and 10. We're going to be here all Mondays to talk about all things Raider related. We're going to take a deep dive into everything that happened heading into the season after Sunday games. It's going to be a lot of fun. I welcome all input. A lot of you guys already know how to hit me up at Vinny Bonsignor on Twitter, vbonsignor at reviewjournal.com. So don't be shy. If you see me at Allegiant Stadium, walking into the stadium, at the stadium, don't be shy. Say what's up. I'm here for all of you guys. I serve you guys. I really believe that, and that's how we're going to approach this show. We got a lot to talk about today, but before I get started, I want to say this episode of Vegas Nation is brought to you by STN Sports from Station Casinos. STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $50. Also, we're also presented by Favor Shot.
Spider 2Y Banana Zeal.
All right. Let's get right to it. Man, oh man, you guys. Let me just tell you something. I've been doing this, covering the NFL on a daily basis for about 5 years. Before that, you know, all sports-related things. We don't need to get into all that, Lakers, Dodgers, all that kind of stuff back in Los Angeles. But specifically the NFL for the last 5 years on a daily basis. And man, oh man, there's never been an offseason like that, obviously. It goes without saying. We're dealing with an unprecedented situation with a pandemic. But this is a football show, a Raiders-related football show. And specifically as it relates to the Raiders and football, this has been the craziest offseason that I can ever remember. And the big question is, because we're dealing with so many uncertainties, is how it's really going to affect the Raiders. It's kind of funny. The other day I was talking to a player, and he'll remain nameless. And he's out working out with his teammates. He's on an NFL team, and they get together, for their impromptu, unorganized workouts where players get together trying to simulate something football related on an actual field. And he was telling me, man, dude, every time Dr. Fauci comes on the air, we respect what he has to say. Obviously, he's the scientist behind all this, the doctor, the expert. So on one hand, we want to hear what he has to say. But on the other hand, every time he comes on the air, we're like, no, because it always seems like he's bringing bad news or telling us bad news. And we just want to get on the football field and we want to know that we're going to be safe when we do it. But we don't have that certainty yet. And I'm not sure when that will ever happen. So there's so much uncertainty on that level. But as it relates to the Raiders, the other uncertainty is, how is this going to affect the football team? Because really, at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be focused on in 2020. Yes, we're going to also wonder, are there going to be fans in the stands? Players are going to be safe? Let's assume we deal with all of those things one way or another, and that the players are safe and the season does unfold. The question is, how will this unprecedented offseason affect the Raiders? On some level, it has to affect them, right? But for me, my biggest concern as it relates to the Raiders is, how is this going to affect them defensively? You're talking about five new starters for the Raiders, and they brought in via free agency. They also had a lot of draft picks that were devoted to the defensive side of the ball. Damon Arnett, Amik Robertson, guys, Tanner Muse, guys that they want to and expect to have an impact as rookies. Yet without an offseason to get on the field, all they're doing is Zooming. All they're doing is FaceTiming, trying to teach online. I talked to John Gruden. He's like, just teach. He wants to see them on the field, but they're not going to be able to get on the field until training camp. And when you talk about so many new starters defensively, on top of the rookies that they're bringing in, that they're counting on, how do they replicate building chemistry, which is what they would be doing right now? I mean, these guys can't even watch themselves on practice tape. There is no practice tape. There was no practice yesterday for guys to take a look at themselves and say, you know, how did my footwork look like? What did my drops look like? Was I in the right position? Was my body in the right position? There's nothing to build off on that, let alone get on the field together as a unit, which they would be doing that right now as we speak, in order to build chemistry, build timing, get on the same page. And so for those reasons, I'm really worried about the defense. And it's going to put a lot of onus on the offense to be ahead of the curve. I think the Raiders offense will be ahead of the curve, but they're going to have to be, at least those first three games of the season, because I think that the defense, it's going to take them that time without the benefit of the offseason to be right and to be on the same page in order to hold up their end of the bargain.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
What up, Raider fans? This is Vinny Bonsignor, and this is Vegas Nation First and 10, your Monday go-to for all Raider-related news, analysis, everything under the sun as it relates to the Raiders. We talked earlier about how this unprecedented offseason was going to affect the Raiders defensively, and I think that it's going to be a challenge for the defense to get things together without the benefit of an offseason. And it takes me right to the offense. And our boy Darren Waller,
a first-year starter, Darren Waller here, number 83,
did an interview recently, and he basically said the Raiders tight end, hey, I think our offense can be a top five offense this year in the NFL. Raised a lot of eyebrows. People are like, whoa, that's going out on a limb a little bit. But I got to say that I agree with Darren Waller. I'm not saying they're going to be a top five offense. That's a lot to for them to bite off. Yes, they were 11th in the NFL last year in yards, but they were 24th in scoring. So something didn't translate right there. They were very, very productive from, you know, goal line to goal line. They just couldn't put the ball over the goal line enough to score more than 19 points a game. And that's not going to get it done this year. But Darren Waller believes that they're going to be a top five offense next year. And I think the way he's thinking about it, it's not just yards, it's production. And not only do I agree that they are capable of doing it, I think they're going to have to do it. And we talked about the defense in the first segment of the show about how it's going to be so difficult for them to get on the same page that the offense is probably going to have to, that first four games of the season, just straight out outscore people. And the thing is, I really think Derek Carr, going into his third year in John Gruden's offense, the upgrade of Henry Ruggs, the dynamic wide receiver from Alabama, Lynn Bowden Jr., he's going to play running back, but really he's going to play all over the field. Of course, Josh Jacobs, a top 10 offensive line, Darren Waller, 90 catches, over 1,000 yards. Jacobs running for a rookie record, over 1,000 yards, you know, for the Raiders last year. You've got Hunter Renfrow, who I envision and been told that there's probably going to be a Julian Edelman-type role for him this year, his second year out of the slot. Tyrell Williams being healthy, dealing with foot issues all last year. He's healthy from what I'm told, so he should be better off as a result. When you start adding it all up, there's no reason why this Raiders offense can't be one of the better offenses in the NFL. They were 11th last year in yards gained. They were 7th in third down conversions. Where it all broke down for them was when they got in the red zone and couldn't score touchdowns on a consistent basis. There's no way the Raiders offense can survive another season of scoring 19 points a game. It's unacceptable, really. But when you look at what they have on paper, and you look at Derek Carr, who threw for over 4,000 yards last year, the second straight year in doing that, going into his third year under John Gruden, man, there's no excuses that they can't be one of the better offenses in the NFL. I don't know if it's going to be top five, but they better, and I think they will, score more than 25 points per game next year. We're going to be here every Monday from here on out talking about everything Raiders related. And as I talked about earlier, listen, man, hit me up. whenever you want. At Vinny Bonsignor on Twitter, vbonsignor@reviewjournal.com, via email. You see me at the stadium, Allegiant Stadium. Come by and say hi. You want to tell me what you want to talk about, ask me questions, whatever. And I will. I promise you, we'll talk about it on the podcast every Monday. But now we're going to go into what we call Upon Further Review. It's a little taking a subject, a Raiders subject, the NFL subject, and kind of putting it under the microscope a little bit and giving you our two cents. And for me, this week I'm going to talk about a little bit of news breaking last week. It was kind of a badly kept secret in the NFL, but Jamal Adams, the all-pro safety of the New York Jets, officially requested a trade from the Jets. He's not happy with his contract. That's been speculated and talked about for so long, but he finally went to the Jets and said, hey, look, trade me. You know, if I'm the Raiders, the first call I make on Monday morning is to Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets. We want in. What's it going to take to get Jamal Adams? But before we get into that, do I think the Jets are going to trade Jamal Adams? Probably not. They have him for 2 more years at a reasonable rookie contract. He's $3.5 million this year, about $9.5 million next year, the last year of his rookie deal. And if you want to play it further, they still have him. If you put the franchise tag into the equation, they've got him for another 2 years after that. So realistically, they have him under control for the next 4 years. However, the NFL, the sports landscape, is littered with teams who have said, hey, we're not trading you, only to turn around and trade the disgruntled player when an acceptable offer, comes along. So we've seen it happen too many times not to believe that, hey, if the right offer came to the Jets, that maybe they would be interested. And I go right back to the Raiders because this is a player and a time that the Raiders need to be involved with a guy like this. And, you know, you say, Vinny, a couple of years ago they had Khalil Mack. You know, they traded him rather than pay him. What's the difference now? Well, there's a lot of difference. A couple of years ago, when they looked at the Khalil Mack situation, he was going to make more than $20 million a year. That was a guarantee. The Raiders roster was so bad at that point. Their thinking was, all right, so do we give that much money, that much of our salary cap, to one linebacker when we have holes across the board, offensively, defensively? We could go on and on and on. It's not like they woke up and decided, hey, we're a better football team without Khalil Mack. No, what they determined was, we might be better off trading Khalil Mack, getting as many draft assets as we can in return, and then using the money that we would have given him to fix other holes on the roster. Well, guess what? That's exactly what the Raiders have done the last 2 years. Now, that roster that was so bad 2 years ago is now pretty darn good. And I think, anyway, in the process of turning the corner. And not only is it a good young roster, it's also cost effective. You got a lot of young players that are playing on their rookie deals. What does that mean? Well, it means that now you're in a completely opposite situation. You can take a dynamic player like Jamal Adams, give him $16, $17 million a year, if that's what it costs to sign him, and put him on a defense that is on the come right now. You talk about Jamal Adams with Jonathan Abram, a second-year safety they expect to make an impact. Corey Littleton, who they sign as a free agent linebacker. Nick Kukowski, Malik Collins. Y'all, what else? Well, they've also got Max Crosby, a young dynamic defensive end going into his second year. Khalil Farrell, who, if we are to believe what he said when he left, last year, at the end of last year, saying that I'm going to come back a completely different player in year two. If we believe that is going to happen, which, talking to some people, Farrell is in tremendous shape right now. So you expect a step forward from him this year. So you add that to Trayvon Mullen, the second year cornerback, their draft picks, Damon Arnett and Amik Robertson. So you add a Jamal Adams, a dynamic player, to that core, and all of a sudden that defense that was terrible last year has a chance to be pretty darn good. I think the time is right. I think the roster is right. And I think it's time right now for the Raiders to be aggressive in at least trying to go get a Jamal Adams. As I just want to say thank you so much for being part of the inaugural Vegas Nation First and 10. It's an honor to be here. I look forward to being here week after week after week. There's going to be a lot to talk about. There's so much uncertainty right now. We're going to get into that as we lead up to training camp. I just look at the calendar, and supposedly training camp's going to start in about 4 weeks. That remains to be seen, obviously, with COVID-19 wreaking the havoc that it's wreaking. But we're very hopeful that training camp kicks off in 4 weeks. There's a lot to talk about leading up to that. And then obviously, once it gets started, what is it going to look like? How safe are the players going to be? How much are the fans going to be able to be involved? How quickly can the Raiders get on the right page, get on the same page? It's a really important season for the Raiders. Obviously, they're making the move to Las Vegas. But from a other standpoint, the important standpoint of winning football games, I think they're poised to do just that. A lot of work that John Gruden and Mike Mayock have put in to improving this roster. I believe they've done that. I don't think it's completely done. I think there's work that still needs to happen. But this is a team, when you look around the rest of the AFC and the rest of the NFL, that can move themselves into a position where they can realistically think about making the playoffs. They're not going to chase down the Kansas City Chiefs this year. That's unrealistic. But I think if things go right, and if they can get on that same on that right page as quickly as possible coming off this weird, crazy offseason, they're going to put themselves in a position to do a lot of good things. And guess what? We're going to be here every week to take a look at it. I'm Vinny Bonsignor. Thank you so much. Hit me up whenever you can. Hit me up whenever you can. At Vinny Bonsignor on Twitter, vbonsignor at reviewjournal.com on email. And also, keep an eye out, because this isn't the only Raiders podcast that the Las Vegas Review Journal and Vegas Nation is doing. We've got Heidi Feng on Wednesdays. Keep an eye out for that. And my guy Ed Graney and Adam Hill, they have their own podcast that's going to air on Fridays. I'm going to probably be a little bit a part of that every once in a while on Fridays. So we're doing everything we can to bring the Raiders to their fans, to Raider Nation. So keep an eye out for all of our podcasts. And as I mentioned earlier, this episode of Vegas Nation is brought to you by STN Sports from Station Casinos. STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $50. And also, shout out to Favorshot for also helping us with some sponsorship. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you guys next week.